Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Merry Christmas, Indiana. May you be merry and full of cheer as you reflect upon the many sacrifices our Lord Jesus Christ suffered to come to this earth to bring us the joy of salvation and reconciliation with the Heavenly Father. May the Lord grant you wonderful peace and happiness today as Christians celebrate the miraculous birth of Christ, the glorious Son of God, in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." What a wonderful hope we have in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to establish his earthly millennial kingdom of righteousness and quell the storm of moral and political chaos that wreaks havoc upon the earth today. Jesus preached to his disciples a sermon upon the Mount of Olives at the end of his earthly ministry. This sermon, also called the Olivet Discourse, was preached to put all of Jesus' disciples for the last 2,000 years during this age of grace on notice that he is coming back and that they need to be ready and faithful upon his return. He admonishes us to be prepared and alert for his return through earnest prayer, faithful obedience, and acceptable service. He cautions that some believers will be careless in their walk with him. As I continue preaching through this series, there are 7 parables in this discourse which I identify and explain. Different aspects of Jesus' sermon addresses specific events, targeting 3 specific groups. Hence, I subtitled this sermon, The Jew, the Gentile, and the Church of God. But only believers can discern these events and parables and witness to the world the second advent of Christ. The unconverted Jews and the unregenerate Gentiles have no clue what will soon befall them if they fail to embrace Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Again, Merry Christmas to you all as we close out 2022.
Verse 14 in chapter 25 of Matthew, for the kingdom of heaven. Okay, we're comparing the kingdom of heaven. The Lord gives us many types in the scriptures. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants. You and I, as a child of God, are a servant of the Lord. We're servants. And delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents. To another, 2. To another, 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, okay, now again, this is a parable, so we're looking at the talents here are a picture of money in the parable, but we looked at it last time, 2 weeks ago, that it is spiritual gifts that the Lord gives us. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. Speaking, reckon means judgment day. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord, of thy Lord. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. So, you're on page 23 in your notes. The sixth parable, Roman numeral 6, Roman numeral 10. The sixth parable, page 23 in your notes, the talents. After the pre-trib rapture and in between the marriage supper is the judgment seat of Christ. Or the marriage supper is the millennial reign. Okay, after the pre-tribulation rapture and in between the marriage supper is the judgment seat of Christ. This parable of the talent details the events as we stand before the judge of all the universe. This event occurs in the pavilion in the clouds. Okay, so one day, every one of us are going to stand before the Lord. Okay, how many have ever stood in court, stood in a courtroom, stood before a judge? Have you been there? Few of you had? Few? Traffic judge. Now the pavilion, what is the pavilion? For those of you, as a refresher, for some don't remember, the pavilion is basically whatever the Lord establishes in the clouds. There's going to be something in the clouds where the saints are raptured. All the bodies in the graves will be raptured and stand before the Lord, before his throne in the clouds. You're not going to the third heaven. Okay? We're going to the clouds. And the Lord has a pavilion. You don't have these verses, but you can go and look them up. Psalm 18, 11. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. In Psalm 27:5, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. The time of trouble speaks of the tribulation period. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. That's Psalm 27:5. Psalm 31:20, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. Remember I told you some of the old saints used to call the coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord, the parousia, the Greek word for that we translate presence. So here it says in Psalm 31, thou hast hid them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues, from the blasphemy of the Antichrist, from the blasphemy of all those people on the earth who are cursing God when he pours out the plagues upon the earth. And instead of repenting and turning to the Lord, they just blaspheme more and more and more. The judgment seat of Christ is court only for the children of God who are raptured out of the earth. This is not a judgment of the vile, unsaved, unregenerate, unbelievers, okay? So you're lost. Those who die without Christ will not stand at this judgment. This is only for believers. Now, there will be some, you have to understand, there will be some believers on the earth still. And those coming to Christ, there will be conversions, but that period of time can be, who knows? It's got to be more than 7 years. But there will be a long period of time before the last 7 weeks, 7 years, which is the last week of Daniel 9, and there will be all kinds of things taking place on the earth, great persecution for all people. So there will be all kinds of death. We've looked at that in the past. 1 Peter 4, For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Okay, judgment. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. So God is judging his people first. And if it first begins at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing. Let's read that again. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God. Believers suffer. Believers suffer. The more you take a stand, the tougher it will get. The more you oppose this woke crowd, the tougher it will get. The more you stand for Christ and your social media platforms, the tougher it will get. You'll get canceled. Where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing. Okay, key word, well-doing. As unto a faithful creator. If we keep our soul in the hands of the Lord, he will be faithful to protect us and bring us through the fire. Now, you may get killed, but you're still going through the fire. But you'll be, on the other side, it will be joy. It will be joy. The talents speak of individual skill sets combined with spiritual gifts that are bestowed upon every child of God. The Lord expects believers to develop and utilize them to bring glory to his name and also to bring others to Christ. These are the elements of external fruitfulness when utilized to their fullness, and are not left dormant. Okay, that's what the unfaithful servant did. The servant who got one talent, he was unfaithful. He was dormant. He buried his talent. He buried his spiritual gifts. He didn't use it. He neglected it and did not share the gospel. Now, last time, 2 weeks ago, we went through 2 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4. That's dealing with spiritual gifts. You can go back and read those two chapters. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is known as Paul's anatomy lesson. Okay, he applies the church, the local body of Christ, as a body of a human being. And that all our body parts work together as a unit and function and do their particular responsibilities in the body. Not one complaining that they're not the other. As your toe, your little toe, your little toe on your foot, does it ever complain and say, I want to be an eye? Huh? Does your eye say, I want to be a pinky? No, it has their functions. And does the liver say he wants to be the heart? Or the heart say he wants to be the kidney? No. They gave, and it's the same in the body of Christ. And we got to get along. The body of Christ has to get along. No schism. We have to learn to love one another. Our greatest enemy is Satan and his crowd. They're the enemy. Our enemy today is our government. In marriage, it's learning to live with each other's quirks, right? Learning to adapt and deal with the differences as much as the commonality, getting along and learning to get along. And so it's we as a church need to learn to get along. We have quirks, we have differences, we have different likes and different temperaments, and we need to work together to get along, to stay happy with one another, because this is a body. This is your family. This is your spiritual family. And it's important when the time really gets rough. There is also internal fruitfulness that is to be developed by the child of God. You have the fruit of the Spirit. We're given 9 of them here in Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is to love, joy, peace, long-suffering, okay, being patient, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Okay, not in being an indulger with you know, a gluttonous. Be temperate in all things. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. That's a key thing. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Well, you say, I'm saved. Okay. You're saved, but have you come together and have this intimacy, as Paul talks about, with the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you, and we're going to look at, do you follow him? Do you serve him? Serve him through the church. Serve the Lord. Serving, being faithful in church, and serving the Lord, being crucifying the flesh with the affections and lusts. That's, we gotta, I mean, this flesh wants to go one direction and you want to go in the other. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We have to crucify the flesh. How many did not feel like they wanted to come to church this morning? The external and internal faithfulness, and we have to understand, duty overrides our feelings, right? Duty overrides how we feel. If we let the flesh want to speak, we'd stay in bed and eat candy and M&Ms and donuts and drink coffee until all day long. The external and internal fruitfulness must develop tangentially in bringing about spiritual maturity and maintain this fruitfulness through the course of trials and tribulations. Don't expect to get accolades upon this world stage. Okay? Don't expect to get attaboys and the kudos for doing something. The accolades will be, what you want to hear is what we read there in Matthew. Well done. Well done. You may be cussed. You may be cursed. You may be thrown in a fire. You may be killed. You may be drowned. You may be racked for the things that you do for Christ. So don't expect to get accolades upon the world stage. The more one becomes like Christ, the more they will be hated in this world. I mean, what are they doing to the pro-life crowd? You hear about these 11 pro-lifers that got arrested in Tennessee by the federal government. They were arrested by, this happened a year ago in 2021. But now the federal government's coming after them and charging them with a federal crime. That carries a much, if it was a misdemeanor locally, what they did was they just protested quietly in front of an abortion clinic in Tennessee, and they prevented people from getting to inside the abortion clinic and prevented some people from aborting their babies, some women from aborting their babies. But now the federal government's going to get involved. We're doing it because we love life, and there's a child in that womb. There's a life in that womb, and they're murdering it. How about these children that the school system doesn't want to notify the parents when they want to change their gender? And they could start giving them hormone treatments. I mean, if that's not child abuse, and then get them surgery, if that's not child abuse and torture, what is? What is? And we can't oppose those kind of things. These mothers can't go to a school board meeting and oppose these things. They're domestic terrorists. Moms, you're a domestic terrorist because you're worried about your children and what they're learning in the schools. So the more one becomes like Christ, the more they will be hated in this world. The saints' accolades will be at the judgment seat of Christ, as described in this parable. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Become Christ-like. "But speaking the truth in love, may grow up maturity into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ." So we need to be asking the Lord, help us, Lord, grow up. Help us to mature. Help us to mature to be like yourself. Less of me, more of you, Lord. Till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, a perfect human being. So don't ever use that word and expression, "Well, I'm not perfect." The Lord wants us to gravitate towards perfection, to become more like him. "Concerning the servant that was faithful while his master took a journey," implies Jesus returning to the Heavenly Father to sit on his right hand, interceding for the saints upon the earth. Okay, so that master in the parable taking a long journey implies Jesus returning to the Heavenly Father to sit on his right hand, interceding for the saints upon the earth. Means, what does that mean, he's interceding for you? What does that mean, he's interceding for you? When you ask for forgiveness of sins, Jesus is saying to the Father, "I paid that. My blood paid for that." And he's making intercession for you, that he died for you, that his blood was shed for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of sins.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and his coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.